it's hard to see how it plays out. He's a dangerous striker, you know. He swings wild. I wouldn't say he's so technical. He swings wild. He has heavy hands. He's a big lump of flyweight. I don't think he has a gas tank for 3 rounds. You know, we've proven that time and time again that I have a gas tank for 3 rounds. You know. How do you see it playing out? I think somebody's going to be putting their ass in that belt, you know.
Yeah, you've been looking for that finish. Have you been trying maybe a little bit too hard for the finish in the previous fights?
No, I was saying, you have to be a little bit cuter in this game now, you know. A lot of people are, as you say, you can be winning around for 3 minutes and then lose it within the last 2 minutes, you know. And it's where people take you down and just lie in it for 2 minutes, and you know, some judges look that he dominated at the end of the fight, you know, as I say. So you have to be a little bit cute here, you know. You have to start more or less thinking about what I'm doing in there instead of trying to just taking people's heads off, you know.
One last one for me anyway, just, you know, being back home, it's obviously a lot easier for you to prepare.
Well, yeah, we'd actually a great camp this time, you know. As I say, no travel, a roll out of bed, roll into there, fight, and then just roll home, you know. It's great. I don't have to travel. We've had actually a good camp this time, you know. I've put on a little bit of soyas, feeling good and strong, you know. So I think it's going to be an interesting fight on Saturday.
And the troublemaker's back in your corner as well.
Yeah.
For this one.
Oh, but it's good luck or bad luck. I think it's bad luck.
That's right.
Neil, one of the first questions John was asked earlier was where he sees he has the advantage, and he thinks that he might be able to exploit your wrestling. He thinks that his wrestling ability is better than yours. So do you think he's trying to kind of lure you into a false sense of what's going to happen by talking about standing in the wagon all the time?
No, I don't think so, you know. People say they're not going to do something until they get hit, you know, and then everything changes, you know. It's just one of them things, really, isn't it, you know. Boy wrestling, yes, I've been ended up on the back the last 4 fights, so it's obviously not as high as it should be, you know. But I've also done damage off him off my back, you know. How about the head off people in previous, you know. So I'm dangerous off my back, you know. So if you feel there, you can.
How much is...
Sorry, just a quick still. Oh, isn't here yet. Thanks.
Obviously, you've got a home advantage in this fight. You've experienced a Dublin crowd. You've experienced a Dublin crowd in Vegas last time out. How much of a factor is that going to be? Not so much for you, but for your opponent on fight night.
I don't think it's going to be much of a factor in there. You know, as you say, you're going to... It's going to give them energy coming out to a crowd like that. You know, the Irish fans don't boo many people. You know what I mean? They do cheer. You know, the Irish fans are great. You know, the cheer people that come to fight, and he comes to fight. You know, so I reckon he's gonna get a bit of good reception.
What, obviously, 189 didn't quite go your way. How much have you been able to take from that to sort of build into this event here?
I didn't really take that much from it. You know, bar me submission defense is great.
Gonna get submitted now. Fuck.
No. I didn't really take much of it, you know. We went over there, we didn't, as I said there before, we never experienced anything like that before, you know. Anything like that, the travel and the heat and stuff like that, you know. I never took it into consideration thinking that I would have done that much damage to me. I really did take it out of me, and I said, look, he was smoking, changed his game, because I looked at Lewis Smoke's last 3 fights in the UFC. He stood with everybody. I caught him with a right hand and put him on his arse. That was it. Everything changed. Everything went out the window. You know, they were all just, I'll tell you what we're doing, grapple. Now, it was good exchanges. I think it was 4-4 submission attempts that I had. I landed twice, 3 times as amount more shots than him, you know. It was just, I don't know what they can go my way, you know.
You talk about Smoker changed his style. You're a Liverpool fan, right?
Yeah.
They're probably changing their style as well. Jurgen Klopp taking over. Are you happy with Jurgen
Klopp?
You're a happy man with Jurgen Klopp.
Love the Klopp, yeah. So why not? We need something new in this game, don't we? See what he brings.
How does the main event feel, Siri? That status has been pretty elusive. Does that change things for you? Are you motivated more because of that?
No, I don't care if you ask me going to fight first. I really have no problem. The crowd isn't going to change. It's going to be the exact same from the start than there is to the finish. You know, whether you're first or last, you're still going to have the Irish crowd there running, having a great time and supporting all the work. So that, it doesn't change to me. The only difference is I'm telling you,
Yeah, and De Los Reyes said he's gonna, he's more than happy to stand in exchange with you.
Hopefully, well, then we've got a stand up war, really, haven't we?
And how much do you think that will mean to the crowd? I mean, the Irish fans seem to love that in particular.
Yeah, well, look, it's all about entertainment, really, you know. And that's what it is about to me. It is entertainment, and that's what I want to do. You're not going in there just not to entertain, you know. In there, I'm trying to win the fight and to be as entertaining as I can, and that's the plan.